Welcome to the Quest Podcast, proudly presented by the Muscular Dystrophy Association as part of the Quest family of content. I'm your host, Mindy Henderson. Together, we are here to bring thoughtful conversation to the neuromuscular disease community and beyond about issues affecting those with neuromuscular disease and other disabilities and those who love them. We are here for you to educate and inform, to demystify, to inspire, and to entertain. We are here shining a light on all that makes you, you. Whether you are one of us, love someone who is, or are on another journey altogether, thanks for joining. Now let's get started.
Well, I might just be the luckiest girl alive today because I have not one, not two, but three gentlemen on my podcast today to talk about the upcoming movie, Good Bad Things. First up, Steve Way is an actor, comedian, writer, and speaker born with muscular dystrophy and is an activist for disability rights and universal health care. Steve can be seen in the Hulu show Rami and is the executive producer of the award-winning film we are here to talk about today, Good Bad Things. Next with me is Shane Stanger, a filmmaker and entrepreneur who, among other things, was the associate producer for the film Bernie, directed by Richard Linklater, starring Jack Black and Matthew McConaughey. In 2016, Shane was a recipient of the Forbes 30 Under 30 Award. He then enrolled in the prestigious Peter Stark Producing Program at USC's School of Cinematic Arts and received his MFA in May of 2023. Good Bad Things is his writing and directing debut, and during the world premiere at Slamdance Film Festival just this year, won the Audience and Grand Jury Awards. And last but certainly not least, joining us is Danny Kurtzman, a model, fashion entrepreneur, and philanthropist who lives with FSHD and happens to be the leading man in the film we are here to talk about, Good Bad Things. Gentlemen, that was exhausting, first of all, to read all of the accomplishments of all of you, but thank you so much for being here with me today.
Thanks for having us.
And Danny's modest in that bio. He's a supermodel.
Oh, well, clearly. So let's hit the ground running. I got to watch a sneak peek. I was sharing this with you before we started recording. And I am here to tell you, this movie is fantastic. I just want to throw out a quick disclaimer for the families that may be listening that there are some adult themes and a little bit of salty language in the film. So it may not be for small children, but do one of you want to first, whoever's up for it, just sort of give us a quick rundown summary of the movie?
Yeah, it's literally just a beautiful story of kind of this Shane in my life growing up together. I've known Shane for over 25 years, and you see me from, you know, high school age through college and my young adult life and now being 37. And it's just seeing me grow up with a muscular dystrophy and a disability in general. And it's just like a beautiful story of friendship and love and the things that we deal with a disability, but it's almost just done in such a real life way that Danny, the character in this movie, and myself realizes that all the challenges he says he faces or feels like he faces almost kind of he causes himself. And like the ultimate theme of it is that as a disabled individual in today's world, we can control what we want out of our lives. We are in the driver's seat, and we have the power to write our own story. And it's just like a beautiful love, friendship, all that, all the above. So, yeah, I was just thankful that my best friend Shane let me take a swing at this for the first time ever acting. And then also let me sit down with them and help write this film from a story standpoint, and I've never done that either. And it was just beautiful because we want authenticity in society, especially with disability. And we realized that, like, honestly, the only way to do it is we do it together. And it can't be done without us. It's got to be done with us. And yeah. Shane was amazing enough to be like, let's do this. Let's sit down and let's make an awesome movie. And I'm stoked that everyone's got to see. And so far, really good responses so far. So, yeah, we're stoked.
Yeah, well, and I will say you kind of nailed it on your first time out the shoot with writing and acting. It is, I mean, there's so many things I could say about it. I promise they are not paying me to say these things. It is a visually beautiful movie. It's funny. It's heartfelt. It made me, you know, obviously I live with one of the neuromuscular conditions myself. I'm a wheelchair user, and you know, it was incredibly relatable, not just from that perspective, but you know, we'll get into this in just a second, but I think it's going to be relatable to a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So Danny and Shane, like you said, you've been friends since you were kids, and you co-wrote this script. Now, how did you team up with Steve?
You go for it, Danny. Sorry, I'm.
Yeah, no, we wrapped the movie. We were editing, and you know, just to amplify the movie in Hollywood or whatever, we're like, let's throw on an executive producer, and we were throwing around some names out there, and I was like, dude, like, how about Steve Way? I was like, Steve, I don't know him. We follow each other on Instagram. I've commented on some of his stories, but if it wasn't for Steve, I don't think I could have mentally wrapped my head around doing this movie, because I saw him do it on Rami, and he's been just I've been such a huge admirer of his, and just seeing him do what he does in his life and just deliver and seeing scenes and stand-ups and all that stuff, I was like, I might have a chance to do this movie. And so when that conversation came around, I was like, I'm going to send him a DM, and I doubt he's going to read it, but hopefully he does, and sent him a DM with the link of the movie, and this was a rough, rough cut, and he immediately responded, popped on a Zoom with Shane and I, he's like, I'm in, like, let's do this. And
wow.
I was kind of starstruck in the beginning, very much so. But yeah, there couldn't have been a better fit to get Steve on board. Shane and I are just beyond grateful. His impact post-production has been astronomical. We love him. Like, he's honestly become probably one of my best friends so far in the last year or so. It's like a really special thing.
Amazing. One of those meant-to-be things, it really sounds like. So, Steve, this film is going to be released in AMC theaters across the country. That is a huge deal. What was that process like? I mean, you know, clearly you've worked with Hulu and you've got a lot of success in this industry. But, you know, I think this is the first time that I can recall seeing a feature film with a wheelchair user as the leading man, you know, with on this kind of scale in Hollywood. And so, you know, I'm wondering what kind of barriers and hurdles you came up against in working to find a distribution partner. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Funny enough, we still don't have a distribution partner.
Oh, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology.
No. this is all a grassroots effort here. You know, we are using every connection we have. Mm-hmm. You know, cashing in every favor possible. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a testament to how good the film is. You know, obviously, we still run to the same barriers that you did and I face every day. You know, we still have to work harder than other people. As we are all aware, there's some not good movies out there.
Yeah.
And yet they are all over the place.
Right.
Right, and I think this movie is objectively better than at least 90% of what's out there.
And it is quality,
Yeah. And yet we still have to fight for all of this.
Yeah.
But as you read in Shane's bio, you know, we won two awards at Slam Dance. You know, if I'm not mistaken, we were the only film to win more than one award that week.
Wow.
And again, I think that's a real testament to how good the movie is, how good Danny is, how good Shane is. So yeah, we're going to be in theaters, and we want to get as many eyes on this as possible, because you don't have to be disabled to relate to it. And I think that's the real beauty of it. It's a pretty universal story of getting in your own head, getting in your own way, and sabotaging something really beautiful. And like I said, you don't have to be disabled to understand that.
Yeah, it's so true. I think a lot of people are, I mean, you know, there are a lot of really great movies out there where you may look nothing like the lead characters or the supporting characters or whoever, but I think a lot of people find themselves in a lot of different ways in characters that are on film. And this is absolutely not an exception to that. I think a lot of people will see themselves in Danny. So this film, you know, like we've been saying, it's really trailblazing, I think, in the entertainment world. It's breaking barriers and, you know, shining a light somewhat on ableism in reality and in film. People have been trying for a long time to bring actors with disabilities and stories about living with a disability into the mainstream. And like we said, this movie is really resonating with people. Why do you think this film is being so well received?
Because it's great.
Yeah.
No, I mean, honestly.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's it. The cinematography is beautiful.
Yes.
The script is so grounded and honest. And it shows. You know, you can have a visually beautiful movie, but a garbage script. You can have a great script, but a movie that looks like garbage.
Yeah.
And it'll show. You know, audiences are not stupid. Audiences are smart, and they understand what makes a good film.
Yeah.
Right, when they leave a theater, they'll know right away if it was good or not.
Yes.
And we have never had anyone say anything like, yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great movie.
It's exceptional, and you know, to your point about the visual, you know, the cinematography and all of that, the desert scene, gorgeous. The house that you filmed in, I'm going to put it out there that I'd like to be adopted by the owner of that house. It's a beautiful house. And I am not anywhere, I'm lucky if I can shoot a photo on my camera, but I will say the lighting in the movie was so beautiful. And, you know, even to my untrained eye, I just watched it and thought how pretty it was, in addition to just the story and the acting and all of that. So, Steve, I'm curious, you know, Danny talked about reaching out to you kind of blindly to try to get you interested in working on this project. What was it about, you know, did you Did you take the time to read the script? What was it that, you know, got you to reply so quickly and so affirmatively that you wanted to be a part of this?
Well, first of all, I respected the hell out of Danny for just DMing me out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You know, I always respect the DM slide, and it worked. No, like you said, he sent me the link. I watched it, and yeah, like you said, it was a very rough cut, but I could tell it was something special.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this was in the middle of the writers and actors strikes, and you know, I'm both.
Uh-huh.
So I was double unemployed.
Yikes.
And you know, I don't want to say like, thank God I was unemployed during this time. But in reality, I had no hope. You know, it was a very dark and bleak time to be a writer and or an actor. So this really gave me hope that I could, you know, not just be a part of something really dope, but something that was very promising.
Mm-hmm.
Something that had a ton of potential.
Yeah.
And something that I knew I could use my connections to really take to the next level. And that's what we did.
That's history. Amazing. So Shane, let's go to you. Talk a little bit more about how the script came together. You and Danny wrote it together, been friends for ages, but how did the story come together and develop? What was that process like?
Yeah, so I guess starting in the beginning, when I was in film school, Danny and me made a short film together. It was the first thing I directed, and it was really just like, you know, a couple, just like a little moment, really, of Danny, and he was just getting out of bed, and it was a really like simple little movie just showing him getting ready, and the kick at the end was that he's actually just hungover. He's not having the worst, you know, day ever. But anyways, the class that class at school, a lot of people I noticed very quickly, because we show the dailies, which is like the footage from, you know, what we shot as we're putting the film together. And I saw people really just kind of gravitate towards Danny. And when they saw him on the screen, I just was like, wow, like this is really cool to see, because I think you can tell when someone's watching something and when they're bored and when they actually, you know, want to, you know, see more. And
yeah.
Part of, I think, you know, when you are making things, you know, you're not watching your movie, you're watching people watch it, right? And so, because you're curious to see those reactions. And so I saw people were really drawn to Danny. And I thought they would be. I think that, you know, growing up with him, you know, sometimes I forget the idea of a disability.
Yeah.
But there's plenty of other people out there who never forget that. You know, they all, you know, we always constantly will have people notice it, or, you know, be curious about something, or like have those kind of reactions that a lot of people may have if they don't have. I mean, I don't know. It's just, you know, it's just things that sometimes, you know, we forget about the reaction of certain people that just don't, you know, have experience dealing with people with a disability, or just for whatever reason, like think they need to, you know, oftentimes just go above and beyond and like grab that door and be like, you know, feel so good about themselves because they opened the door. It's like, yeah, it's nice that you opened the door, but at the same time, like, you don't have to also follow it up with this like awkward, like, hey, like, you know, I don't know. So it's like, so part of the movie, like me and Danny just like, you know what, like, let's just make a movie about, you know, our lives a little bit, and not focus on the idea that, oh, this is some thing to overcome, because, you know, as you know, we've lived our lives, it's the last thing I think about when me and Danny hang out. It's not like I'm like, oh, like I'm helping Danny. I'm just like, he's a best friend. We grew up together. We do everything together. And he's always there for me. That's just a good friend. And yes, sometimes I pick him up and sometimes I do those things, but it's the last thing I think about. Mm-hmm. And so we just wanted to put something out that felt, like Steve said, really honest and true to us. But once we made the short film and we got that reaction, I decided, with Danny to go make a feature film. And, no one would have given us money, speaking of Hollywood and not, kind of letting these types of things happen. But the thing is, I don't think anyone was going to give me money anyways for anything. So me and Danny just did it. I mean, it's so hard to get a movie made. And so me and Danny said, hey, let's find a way to, go make this film and we'll just figure it out along the way. And so, our budget went up significantly, and it's been 3 years since we started. So it's always finding a way to go up. But, we have taken advantage of credit cards and whatever else, we can possibly do to keep making the movie. But it's been a really long, amazing process as far as getting the movie off the ground. We came together and wrote it pretty quickly because I had another year of film school. So it was like, okay, if we're going to make this movie, it has to be done in the summer, and we have a month to get the script ready. And so me and him down and came up with the whole story and it was all just really, really rushed and fast. And usually those things don't have good results. But I think because, we were in a way telling a story of our lives. The information was so just like deep inside of us already. It didn't feel like we were ever confused. We always knew what to do because, it was just fall back on, our relationship and our friendship. And so, I kind of went in so many different directions there, but I guess that probably would be the end of my answer.
No. Yeah. Super interesting. And, so I have to ask, I've got a bunch of questions hitting my brain all at the same time. There's a roommate. Danny has a roommate in the movie. Is the roommate based on you, Shane, or is that a fictional character, purely fiction?
It's a fictional character, but the thing is, Danny has so many best friends and so many people that are in his life. And so I think what we looked at, for that character, it's like, for sure, it's pieces of me. It's pieces of a lot of people out there that have Danny's back and have been there for him and are best friends and just have only, a lot of different people have their relationship with Danny that is very special to them. And Danny has a lot of best friends. And so Jason's sort of a combo of all of those people wrapped up into one.
Gotcha. So one of the things that I'm thinking about as I'm listening to Shane's answer is, Danny, you portray, like we said, a very authentic character in this movie. And, one of the things that I think was really important that you did was you let some of the more personal side of your care be in the film, lifting you. And I think there was a scene where maybe you were showering and I think it was your dad maybe that was helping you out. And that's not, I'm thinking about my own life experience, and I wouldn't think that would be an easy thing to put on camera, but you were so, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe it was easy for you, but it added such an authenticity to the movie. And the other thing I'll say about it is that, I noticed it a lot at first, but as the movie went along, it almost became kind of another character in the movie that you didn't, not that you didn't see it anymore, but it just kind of became normalized. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's why I love Shane so much and allowing me to do those little details. There's one shot in the movie that is my favorite shot, and it's so minimal and so simple. A lot of people miss it, but the people that really get it, and it's when my love interest puts a straw in my drink.
I loved that scene. Oh my gosh.
That's just like, it's just so simple, but as a disabled individual, that's the things you look for in a partner or somebody that you like, that will just do that thing so authentically. And like all this, we wanted it to be authentic. Like, again, the Hollywood has been talking about authentic films for a while. They haven't been able to do it within disability that well. And I think it's because they haven't had a Shane, first and foremost. And they haven't had a Steve and I involved in the process as thoroughly as Shane has allowed us to be through this whole process to do those things. So when my roommate carries me, even when my love interest gets me out of the Uber, you know, like her, like to get to that level in a relationship where they feel comfortable carrying you, that's a deep connection, you know? And then like the dad showering you, you know, we as disabled people sometimes get disempowered that our parents have to do some care for us and like help us out. But like, why is that disempowering? That's just like it's a beautiful thing that we're lucky enough to have parents that want to help us, you know, get through things in life. And it's a two-way street with it. Like, my dad loves me in the movie and I love him. And you see that in a lot of the scenes, and the ability not to shy away from those instances are really, I think, a really big part of the movie, honestly. I'm not going to give away all the scenes because hopefully everyone listening goes and watches it. Because there's so many, like, I have like an idea with Steve we're going to do later, but like, there's so many underlying often disabled things in this movie that you see that are like, I've never seen before. Honestly, I've never. And I'm a big movie buff. I've watched everything that even I feel like I can connect to. And I have not seen scenes that Shane put together in this movie for us as a community that I truly do continually will believe are going to blow people's minds.
Yes. I could not agree more. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, again, I don't want to give any spoilers, but you know, this story really focuses, Danny, on your character's reflection and growth in your own self-worth. And in a story about a person with a disability, I think what a lot of people might have defaulted to was showing that a person with a disability is just as worthy of love and relationships as anyone else, and teaching that lesson to the able-bodied community. But you chose the angle of Danny having to really find that within himself. Can you talk a little bit about that choice?
Yeah, it's again like perfect timing in my life. I definitely like us all, I struggled with my disability over the last 37 years, you know, struggled with discovering who I am and what I'm worthy of, and always kind of looked at everything as like a challenge I have to overcome and so on and so forth. And, during COVID, I found this amazing coach. His name is Carson Tuller. He's a member of the disabled community, and he really just changed my perspective of what it is to be disabled, and that I can be as powerful as I want to be. I am in control of writing my own stories and what makes sense for my life, and that I'm honestly possible. I'm capable of doing anything I put my mind to, and it's just a crazy, powerful thing to wrap your head around. But as disabled people, we have inherited stories through ableism and through society of what we should be and what we could do, mostly what we can't do. And ultimately, that's all not true. It's all things that we just accepted because it's so math spread through society, and it's going to take our community to challenge those things and be like, is this really true to me? Does this resonate with me? And when you listen to yourself and you hear yourself say no, you just then write what is your truth, which is, I am worthy of love. I am worthy of success. Mm-hmm. I'm worthy of great friends. I'm worthy of everything I've won put my mind to. And when that happens, as a disabled individual, you become unleashed. You become unstoppable. And it's a really powerful thing. And that's what Shane allowed me to put into this movie and show through a disabled lens on what it means to be disabled in today's world. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's so good. So, Steve, I'm gonna ask you kind of a compound question. So first of all, I'd love to know what was your favorite part about producing this film, and then what was it like to you know get behind the lens, and you know we're used to you as an actor, a comedian, all of that, and to be behind the camera producing this time around.
I love it. Don't get me wrong, I miss acting, but it's been such a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to produce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is such a great first time. In a way, I kind of shot myself in the foot because this has raised the bar so high.
Mm.
And we all know that not every project after this that I do will be this good.
Oh, I beg to differ.
if I were to hop on other projects,
might not
be as good. I think this project really helped me to understand just how accomplished I am.
Yeah.
And how much I've done already. But I think it was the day before we went out to Slam Dance, or it might have been like the day I arrived in Utah. I got Judd Apatow to talk about the film on Instagram.
Oh, and wow.
We just kind of put in perspective the connections I've made,
mm-hmm.
and how I've earned those connections, and it's heavy.
Yeah,
really heavy.
So it sounds like a lot of self-exploration, and
yes.
for you, kind of like is the theme in the movie. But that was real for you as well.
Yeah, it was very real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fact that we all connected immediately,
mm-hmm.
in person. Going out to Utah was such a great time.
Yeah.
And I'm basically counting down the days to go out to LA and see the homies again.
Yes, absolutely. I hear there's going to be, I hope I'm allowed to say this, but I hear there's going to be an LA premiere. And I mean, this is big time stuff.
Thank you. Yeah, we're so excited.
Yeah.
It's been a journey, but Danny and Steve, I mean, the three of us have been just nonstop planning and communication and having a good time. The movie, there was one thing also I wanted to mention before,
mm-hmm.
just kind of bouncing off of what some of the things that have been said is people in the industry really haven't seen this and they don't think it's something that is a viable plan for a feature film to put a disabled lead in kind of that spot from like a relatability standpoint. And for me, just hearing those things, because it's not something I like to talk about, but I heard those things before we went to make the movie. Even afterwards, it's like, how are you going to market it? People need to be able to relate to the lead, and it's kind of crazy to me, because those are just things people are saying based off of very limited knowledge, because I relate very much to Danny, more to Danny than most people. And so many people relate so well to Danny. And, if any of my friends are listening, I'm sorry, but Danny and Steve are way more fun to talk to. You know what I mean? It's just like we have such strong relationships, and, yeah. and all of the things that people are trying to tell, you know, have tried to say about the idea of not making sense to put a disabled person in the lead role of a film, because it's always, they say, oh, it's relatability, but why then do I relate so well and yeah. so much to these two friends of mine, and why do everyone that meets them relate so well to them? So if it's relatability, that's really not a problem. And I just mm-hmm. think that people, you know, don't want to risk it because they haven't seen it. And going back to Hollywood, I think that it's interesting, because I don't think me and Danny, you know, came into this from the beginning being like, oh, we're going to change anything. I mean, the most likely scenario was we were just going to have fun and make a movie and nothing was going to happen. That's what we expected. Mm-hmm. And so now we're getting to this place where people are really actually like moved by the film and think it could be something, but still within the traditional Hollywood world, the majority of executives and people out there don't see it. And they don't even, I don't think, realize or acknowledge what you said right off the bat is I don't think we've ever seen this before. Mm-hmm. And so now we have that motivation to really put it out there and let people see, you know, what we see. And yeah, maybe Danny's not a movie star yet, but I think he's a whole lot more interesting and fresh than any, you know, other new actor I've ever seen come onto the scene. And so I think Danny's more interesting than most people that we've seen on screen in a long time. And that relatability should make up for the fact that he's not a movie star yet, because there's yeah. a lot of people out there that are going to want to see this film. And yeah, so I don't know. I just think that like the idea of creating more roles within Hollywood for people with disabilities is something that sounds great, but a lot of people actually just don't want to do it for whatever reason. Like, oh, it's mm-hmm. going to be hard because you have to accommodate some extra thing on set. It's like, who cares? It's not really yeah. that hard. You just have to like
not that hard.
Ride his wheelchair through like a clear doorway. Like, is that really that mm-hmm. hard? Right? Or like, I don't know. It's just like these things are so easily adjustable, but people just have these ideas in their head like, oh, anything that sounds a little more complicated or a little more risky is just a no, as opposed to taking a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and, you know, I'm sure that we could have a whole other conversation about risks that filmmakers have taken in other ways. And like I said, this is the first of its kind. It's trailblazing. And like you just said very beautifully, you know, it kind of breaks people out of the mold in a way that they may not be comfortable with at first, but it's just because they don't know what they don't know. And so, you know, I think, you know, Danny, put your seatbelt on, because I think you're going to be a movie star very, very soon. And people are going to know you a lot more broadly than they already do. But yeah, you know, the relatability of it, not only is it just an interesting story, but there are so many facets to Danny that other people are going to be able to relate to. He's an entrepreneur who is, you know, struggling to meet payroll, and you know, he's a roommate, and he's a son, and he's a boyfriend, and you know, there's a dating app that is another character in the story. And, you know, there are all of these different things I think about him, the self-exploration that I think we've talked about, and everybody goes through that. Everybody has to find themselves, so to speak, and figure out who they are. So yes, I could not agree with you more, Shane. So, you know, to that end, let me ask what, you know, I think that this film project is really important in terms of creating more representation and authenticity for people with disabilities in mainstream Hollywood. What can the rest of us do to make sure that that continues.
Let's blow this movie up. I feel like this movie is the thing that if we can do what we imagine we want to do with this and in the AMC theaters and then following the amazing virtual screening that really aligns with our community more than ever. Hollywood's gonna, we're gonna get on their radar pretty big. And this movie literally, I hate saying it, checked all the boxes with authenticity from every single level. And if they want the playbook, if they want the blueprints, this is the movie. And there's so like, it's been so amazing in the last couple of years being on this journey with this movie and meeting so many other very talented disabled individuals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like I did this movie and everyone's responding really well to it. But there's so many of us out there that haven't had a Shane or a Steve to push them. Like I've been so fortunate to have to be in the position we are at coming in August to have an amazing movie that we're going to get to share to everybody. So yeah, I really do feel like this movie success and at getting the community really behind it and watching it and commenting on it. I don't even care if they don't like scenes, like rip it apart, talk about things. Like that's what it's all about. Disability is not singular. It's very multidimensional. Yeah. So like rip it apart, talk about it. Conversation's good. And that will allow, if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else, the opportunity to be a writer on a new feature film, TV show, or a lead role in one of those as well. Or even, as dope as it sounds, a director. Disabled director on a feature film would just be fantastic. Hollywood needs it. Yeah, and just it's all about us trying to see if we can get this community to get behind the movie coming this next August.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so let's get that conversation started by talking a little bit more about what's coming for this film. So I want to mention all of your incredible generosity. You are, you know, donating some proceeds of the movie and all of that, which is incredible. It's a wonderful thing to do. And of course, we will put all of this that we're about to say in the show notes, but how can people see this movie? What's the timeline? Let's let everyone know how, when, and where they can see it so that they can start all of the talking that we know is going to happen.
Yeah, so we're still finalizing like the theaters that we're choosing. So we will have the very specific, I guess, answer there in maybe like 2 weeks, but we're going to be doing the theatrical in 50 theaters around the country. And we're hoping that your audience base, most people in those cities will be able to have a screening nearby. I think we'll know like exactly where, I guess, maybe even as soon as a week from now. But the goal right now and pretty likely is the date will be August 15th. And then after the theatrical, we have a couple more things planned. But right now, we're just really only going to talk about the theatrical, but there will be a chance for everyone to see it. So anyone who isn't near a theater, just know that very soon we'll also let you know exactly how you can see the film because that is already planned. And so, yeah, it's certainly going to be available for everybody.
Fantastic. And I think I've got a link to the sort of a web page maybe dedicated to the film. Is that maybe going to be a good place where people can find out where they can see it or continue to follow the journey?
Yeah, that will be a good spot to see it on our website. And then also once we have it all locked in, we'll send it to you. And it'd be great if you could also be able to put out the specifics once we have them. So we'll definitely be in touch about that.
Count on it.
And social media. And we'll be announcing it on our Instagram.
Great. Fantastic. Well, we're going to put all of your information in the show notes. We'll put that webpage in the show notes that I mentioned. And, you know, I just want to say one final time that everybody listening needs to see this movie. It's so good. It's so beautiful. And it is not, it may be the first of its kind, but it's not going to be the last of its kind. So I just want to thank all of you for being here with me today, for giving me your time. I know how busy you are. Any last thoughts or words for everybody before we end?
No, we're super thankful to have MDA as a partner of ours during this amazing stage that we're in with this film. And yeah, I just hope everyone really is eager to see this film. Yeah.
Well said. Fantastic. Well, thank you again for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. For more information about the guests you heard from today, go check them out at mda.org/podcast. And to learn more about the Muscular Dystrophy Association, the services we provide, how you can get involved, and to subscribe to Quest Magazine or to Quest Newsletter, please go to mda.org/quest. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd be grateful if you'd leave a review. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button so we can keep bringing you great content. And maybe share it with a friend or two. Thanks, everyone. Until next time, go be the light we all need in this world.